High River Jazz continues on KRWG Las Cruces and KRXG Silver City. I'm your host, Trevor Hodgkins. Coming up this next hour, get ready for some classics from Charles Mingus and Thelonious Monk. We're also going to check in with some newer jazz, courtesy of Donnie McCaslin, Aaron Deal, and the late, great Jerry Allen. All that and more on the other side of this news break. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dry River Jazz. I'm your host, Trevor Hodgkins, coming at you all the way from the dusty banks of the Rio Grande. Even though it rained a little this week, there is still no water in the river. We are into the second hour of the show tonight and getting things kicked off this hour with one of my all-time favorites from Sonny Rollins. It's the title track from his 1962 release, The Bridge. The Bridge, of course, being Williamsburg Bridge, where he so famously practiced during one of his long sabbaticals from music. There's a proposal on the table to change the name of that bridge, in fact, to the Sonny Rollins Williamsburg Bridge. He himself has said, if they do, that's okay. If not, I don't care. He tends to think that everybody has over-romanticized a bit the whole idea of the lonely jazz man playing sax on the bridge. He said he really was just doing it because he needed a place to practice. But still, the image remains, and it has become one of the great tales in music history. For so long, people thought it was a myth. Some people thought it was a cliche, but no, it really did happen. And this is the man who did it. And this is the song he wrote all about it. And you can bet there was water in the river that this bridge was over. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
from 1962. That was Roland Kirk, later renamed Rahsaan Roland Kirk, on a tune called Where Monk and Mingus Live, in medley with another tune called Let's Call This. That song featured Herbie Hancock on piano, one of his first recording dates, Vernon Martin on bass, and the ageless Roy Haynes on drums. That is a bonus track on the 2001 Verve reissue of the 1962 album Domino. Right before that, we had Thelonious Monk himself on the title track from his 1963 release, Monk's Dream. Coming up next, well, we heard Monk, and then we heard a song about Monk and Mingus, so let's go ahead and hear a song from Charles Mingus about Monk. It's a tune called Jump Monk. It was recorded at the Bohemia in 1956. This is an alternate take. The original song was a little bit shorter. I prefer this one. It's driving, it's fun, and it captures the essence of what Thelonious Monk did when performing, which was to jump up from his bench and dance around. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
from the 2016 release Perfection. That was a tune called Mirror of Youth, performed by the incredible trio of Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, the late great Jerry Allen on piano, and David Murray on sax. Coming up next, another incredible tune from 2016. This is Donnie McCaslin with Faceplant, recorded live at Shapeshifter Lab. This is from the album Beyond Now, which was inspired and in tribute to David Bowie, who, of course, this band recorded with for what became his final release, Black Star. We'll be right back.
look up here, I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
King. It's 2:45. There is no one in the place except you and me. So set him up, Joe. I've got a little story you all know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my band in your ear. The storage that I found must be drowned. it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby, and one more for the road.
From her 2012 release, My Middle Name is Misery, that was Ruth Dolores Weiss with One for My Baby. And right before that, we had David Bowie from that aforementioned album Black Star. The tune was Lazarus, featuring, of course, Donnie McCaslin and his band on backup.